and with it says in the papers, here's John S. Doyle.
For all the Republic's papers, there is one main story: the government's suspension of the use of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19. The Irish Daily Star is not impressed. Another bloody setback, says the headline, referring to the European regulators investigating reports of blood clots associated with the vaccine. The Irish Examiner reports that around 20,000 people with serious underlying conditions and a further 10,000 frontline healthcare workers had been due to get an AstraZeneca vaccination in the coming days, but that this will not happen now. There's the same message in the Irish Daily Mail under a headline which speaks of caution on clots. The Irish Times says the government will await the outcome of an investigation by the European Medicines Agency before deciding whether it should resume the use of AstraZeneca. The government is hoping for an early decision, giving the vaccine the all clear, says the Irish Independent, reporting that the government is pinning its hopes on 818,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine arriving here from April to June. Meanwhile, use of the vaccine will continue in Northern Ireland, the Irish News reports. The paper quotes the regulatory agency there as saying, "We are closely reviewing reports, but given the large doses administered and the frequency at which blood clots can occur naturally, the evidence available does not suggest the vaccine is the cause." The decision to defer the use of AstraZeneca is hardly surprising, says the Examiner in an editorial. But it is the right decision, the Independent agrees. Following evidence delivered by the health authorities in Norway on Saturday evening, the Irish health authorities are acting on the precautionary principle which must apply here, the writer says. Rugby provides the front page pictures, and the last minute penalty kick by Johnny Sexton, which won the match for Ireland against Scotland yesterday, is captured in the Examiner and Times. There are supplements galore for the horse racing at Cheltenham this week. An 8-page pullout in the Irish News, 24 pages in the Irish Sun, 32 pages in the Irish Daily Mirror, and a 48-page glossy magazine in the Star. Owen Dalton writes in the Times that only jockeys, trainers and staff will attend. After the avalanche of criticism that Cheltenham received for allowing crowds attend last year, the 4 days this week will be run in front of empty stands, says Brian Flanagan in the Star. The Times has an editorial about the murder of London woman Sarah Everard. "It was a rare woman who did not think there but for the grace of God," says the writer. A letter in the Examiner underlines that point. Adrienne Parsons of Clifton writes about walking home one night alone in Tralee 30 years ago when she was chased by two men. She says women have to make judgment calls all the time, especially at night, and we shouldn't have to. That was a terrifying experience for me that night, and it has stayed with me all these years, she writes.